Enjoy.
Straight up 11 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. Welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women.
Lines on my face, they're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive living out our lives? And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul, here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin, they are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. Skin just covers who I am. And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I wanna rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars, hieroglyphs that tell the tale. You can read them in the dark through your fingertips like braille. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here.
First gun on the shores of California. She's been trying with limited success to get him to turn out the lights and dance. Cause like any girl, all she really wants is that fickle little bitch romance. That fickle little bitch romance. And that is why the girl is called a tease. And that is why the guy is called a sleaze. And that's why God made escort agencies for life to live and place and GH. Yeah. And that's the way it is in Minnesota. That's the way it is in Oklahoma, Homa. That's the way 68 rainbows and over. First gun on the shores of California. Maybe to prevent overpopulation. All I know is is it all around the nation? The girls are crying and the boys are masturbating. The girls are crying and the boys are masturbating.
Ah, Dresden Dolls. That was Shores of California. And you know what? They have reunited. They're going to do a very short series of concerts in Woodstock, New York. Next month, it's all sold out, of course. But wow, Amanda Palmer and Brian Viglione, they do amazing shows. So we might see more of them in the future, which is pretty cool. Boston band exemplar. By Dresden Dolls. And before that, we heard new music from Janice Ian. I guess it's still new. It's come out within the last year. That was I'm Still Standing. And we started out our show today with Patty Griffin, No Bad News. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like waking up and saying that. Don't bring me none of your bad news today. So she sings it beautifully. And this is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. That is keeping to the free form vibe here on WMFO.
Oh, walking into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
I think I feel fall or fly. Try to change the lines, stories of a kind. We fight, we love, we dream, we want to be the thing.
Somewhere else to start. Was die Attentäter betrifft, die in Berlin den Anschlag auf die deutsch-arabische Gesellschaft verübt haben, ist die Polizei einen Schritt weiter gekommen. Der nach dem Anschlag auf die
They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan.
I got more than I could ask for. I don't have to run around, I don't have to stay out all night, 'cause I got a sweet, sweet loving man, and he knows just how to treat me right. Some kind of wonderful. Don't you know he is some kind of wonderful. Now hold it, let me tell you one more thing. Now when he holds me in his arms, he sets my soul on fire. And ooh, when my baby kisses me, my heart becomes filled with desire. When he wraps his loving arms around me, he almost drives me out of my mind. I get these funny little feelings inside of me. Ooh. Chills run up and down my spine. My baby, he's alright. Me and my baby, we're so tight. Don't you know he is some kind. Is there anybody out there with a sweet loving man like mine? There's got to be somebody with a sweet loving man like mine. Now tell me, ladies,
can I get a witness?
I'm trying to get a witness up in here, ladies.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Do you know what I'm talking about, ladies? Are you listening? Wonderful.
Some kind of wonderful. Don't you know he is? Some kind of wonderful. Don't you know he is?
And we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason I everyone who loves me has died. I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it late. Hesitate. He exhibits no restraint. He takes and he takes and he takes, and he keeps winning anyway. He changes the game. He plays and he raises the stakes. And if there's a reason, he seems to thrive when so few survive.
That is Jennifer Nettles covering Wait For It from Hamilton, of course. I love Jennifer Nettles' voice. She was in Sugarland, and turns out she's also a total Broadway show queen like me, and she has a great album where she sings songs from Broadway musicals, and she does a great job with it, I think. So before Jennifer Nettles, we heard Joss Stone, Some Kind of Wonderful, the amazing Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good. Linda Ronstadt actually has a new project out right now. It is a book, a memoir, and it has a bunch of recipes in it. The book is called Feels Like Home, A Song for the Sonoran Borderlands. And she's just absolutely lovely. She's not singing anymore because of her Parkinson's disease, but she is out there having interviews and talking about her life and her love of food and love of family and heritage. So I recommend it. Feels Like Home. We heard Jennifer Warren's with First We Take Manhattan. And then some new music from Jesse Buckley and Bernard Butler for All the Days That Tear the Heart. That is the title track from their album, which came out this year. Jesse Buckley, of course, is also very well known as an actor. She played the young version of the character that Olivia Colman played in the movie The Prodigal Daughter. She's amazing. A wonderful Irish actor, and I was in the Irish mode starting out that set with Sinead O'Connor, I Want Your Hands on Me. This is Jane, Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1. Sue and Kirsten and I rotate in the DJ chair when I sit in. We do a feature that's called The Six Pack at Noon, and usually it's a theme or an artist. Today I'm going like totally freeform, and it is what I'm calling a top of mind six pack. So stay tuned at 12 o'clock for that, and plenty more music by really amazing women between now and 1. Thanks.
I don't go to therapy to find out if I'm a freak. I go and I find the one and only answer every week. And it's just me and all the memories to follow down any course that fits within a 50-minute hour. And we fathom all the mysteries, explicit and inherent. When I hit a rut, she says to try the other parent. And she's so kind, I think she wants to tell me something, but she knows that it's much better if I get it for myself. And she says, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? Ah, ooh. I say I hear a doubt with the voice of true believing, and the promises to stay and the footsteps that are leaving. And she says, oh, I say what? She says exactly. I say what? You think I'm angry? Does that mean you think I'm angry? She says, look, you come here every week with jigsaw pieces of your past. It's all on little sound bites and voices out of photographs. And that's all yours. That's the guide, that's the map. So tell me, where does the arrow point to her invented roses? Ah, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? Ah, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? And when I talk about therapy, I know what people think, that it only makes you selfish and in love with your shrink. And oh, how I loved everybody else when I finally got to talk so much about myself. And I wake up and I ask myself what state I'm in, and I say, well, I'm lucky, 'cause I am like East Berlin. I had this wall, and what I knew of the free world was that I could see their fireworks and I could hear their radio. And I thought that if we met, I would only start confessing, and they'd know that I was scared, they would know that I was guessing. But the wall came down, and there they stood before me, with their stumbling and their mumbling, and their calling out just like me. And I, ooh, oh, the stories that nobody hears. And I collect these sounds in my ears. Ah, ooh, ah, oh, that's what I hear in these sounds. Ah, ooh, ah, oh, that's what I hear in these. That's what I hear in these.
Yeah.
Hey, we started out that set of music with Sam Phillips' Baby, I Can't Please You. That is from her CD, Martinis and Bikinis, which is one of my all-time favorites because I love the Beatles. And that that album is Sam Phillips sounding really very heavily influenced by Lennon and McCartney, and it's good stuff. And then we heard Nelly Furtado. That was Powerless, or Say What You Want. That's a live version of The Chicks' Goodbye Earl. I've actually had that song on my mind this week as I am waiting for the conclusion of Bad Sisters on Apple Plus. And I know you're hearing this on Saturday, but I'm recording it on Friday. It's a pre-recorded show, as we've been doing since the pandemic, for the most part. And so I haven't watched it yet. And I am waiting to find out what the conclusion is and essentially who killed JP. And the whole notion of this kind of vigilante grappling with your own morality, and do the ends justify the means if it means getting rid of a really horrible and abusive husband? So Bad Sisters, an Irish show. I really love it. It's great.